بسم الله الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلين محمد ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسلیما كثيرا كثيرا. فما بعد، my dear brothers and sisters, the opposite of knowledge is not ignorance. The opposite of knowledge is the illusion of knowledge. It is to imagine that you know. One of the paradoxes of our modern life is that thanks to technology, access to information, I want you to please focus on the words which I am using. Please notice that I did not say access to knowledge. I said access to information. Access to information has become progressively easier. There was a time when if you wanted to read a tafsir of the Quran, and because we are all English speaking people here, even though our mother tongue is not English, but we are most comfortable in English and we speak English, for us to find a good English translation, and by good I mean one done in reasonably modern English, not in the ancient thou shalt kind of English, was itself very difficult. Just to get hold of that book was very difficult. Then if you wanted to attend a class by a sheikh or an ustad in tafsir, that was even more difficult because people were not available. If they were available, they were not accessible, or at least not accessible easily. And so in the sense of they may not have been in your city or town, wherever you lived, so it might have meant travel to some other place and then their schedule and whatnot. So that was the other thing. If you wanted to study hadith, for example, if you wanted the same story for a hadith, and basically for all kinds of religious knowledge, if you wanted, for example, reference, if you were thinking about a particular issue and if you wanted a reference to say, well, where can I find an ayat referring to this in the Quran, or where can I find a hadith which speaks about where Rasulullah ﷺ spoke about this subject, and that was an even more difficult thing to do because it really meant actually physically going through the entire Quran or going through one or several books of a hadith to find the hadith that you wanted. Now you had, of course, collections of hadith like Riyadhus Salihin or Mishkat and Bulughul Maram and things, but the point was that all of these things were not easily accessible. It required considerable amount of effort. But over the years, thanks to technology, thanks to digitization, specifically speaking, thanks to search engines, even in the time that I can recall, in the say the last 10 years, there was a time in the early period where if I wanted a ayat of the Quran, I had to actually go to a Quran search engine, and there were a couple of them, and then type in my ayah requirement, which is the first few words, or not first, but few words of the ayat, and then the search engine would find it for me. If I wanted a hadith, I needed to go to a specific hadith search engine and then type in some of the words of the hadith. But today, thanks to artificial intelligence and Google's very powerful search engines, I don't even need a Quran search engine or a hadith search engine. I just go to Google and I type the same thing, which is a few words of the ayat, or I write in that box hadith rights of neighbors, or hadith if you see something evil, you know, just something like this. And I would get, and I can get the reference, I can get those hadith, and I can get those ayat of the Quran straight from Google itself. So it has become very easy. What is the issue is, so you might say, well, you know, so what's the complaint? I mean, what's the problem? You have this great facility, and alhamdulillah, we are using it. So, is there a problem? My submission to you is, yes, there is a problem. And there is actually a very aggravated and a very problematic problem. And that is the illusion of knowledge. Now, just because we have access to bits and pieces of knowledge like this, bits and pieces of information like this, we start feeling that we are knowledgeable. We start feeling that we are ulama, that we have ilm. Please understand this, that there is data, there is information, there is knowledge, and there is wisdom. There are these four stages that I want you to think about. Now, data is just that. It's random bits of data. It's just names. Red cardinal. Fence. Deck. Bush. Data. This data, when it is organized according to some system, becomes information. The red cardinal bird sat on the fence of the deck in front of which is a bush. So now you understood that red cardinal was not referring to one of the officers of the Vatican. Bush didn't refer to a former president of the United States. The deck was not on a ship. And the fence was not in a sheep farm. Data organized according to a certain system gives you information, becomes information. We still haven't reached the level of knowledge. So what is knowledge? Knowledge is when this information is acted upon, experienced, digested, and the result of that. That becomes knowledge. So we have some information. For example, we have information that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala descends to the first heaven in a manner that suits His majesty and grace. Every night, in the last one-third part of the night. And an announcement is made, who is there that needs anything from Allah? Who is there that needs the protection of Allah? And those who are standing in tahajjud, those who are in sujood, those who are making dua, those who are there to answer this call and say, Ya Rab, I am here. Ya Rab, help me. Ya Rab, protect me. These are the people who will benefit from that time and benefit from this huge bounty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us every single day. So this is information. But when does this become knowledge? It becomes knowledge when you start doing it and when you have done it over a certain period of time. Then it becomes, you feel that. You have this joy of waking up early in the morning or late in the night, as you want to call it. and standing before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you look forward to that, you love it. That is when it becomes knowledge. And this knowledge, then when it is applied in multiple situations, gives you multiple outputs and understanding. That is what makes it wisdom. By definition, obviously, all of this takes time. Especially for the last part, for knowledge to become wisdom, takes years, takes decades. I want you to give this some thought, because today we are living in this age where we fool ourselves thinking that we are wise, thinking that we have knowledge. We call ourselves students of knowledge. Very, very wrong nomenclature. You're students of information. Knowledge is not something that you study and get in a college. Knowledge comes from experience. Knowledge comes from living that information under the guidance of a mentor. We'll come to that maybe tomorrow. But for today, I want you to think about this. Data, information, knowledge, and wisdom. The difference between these and how do we get, the ultimate goal is to become wise. How do we get there? وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ نَبِيِّ الْكَرِيمِ وَعَلِهِ وَصَحْبِهِ اجْمَعِينَ بِرَحْمَتِكَ رَحْمَ الرَّحِيمِ